We are joined telephonically by Etuna Simon, who is the head of curriculum development as well as innovation, the innovation center at the Vavicha University. As you know, that Vavicha University is our partner here at Eagle FM, and she will be filling us in regarding the innovations corner, which is under the theme from research to the classroom, why Namibia's classrooms need its PhD holder. So this is why we are into this discussion with her. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Etuna, and welcome to Eagle FM.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me once again.
Yeah. All right. I trust that you are doing well, and that everything is going well at the Vavicha University there.
Yes, I'm doing very well, and we are doing very well at Vavicha University.
All right.
Yeah, everyone is an achiever.
All right. All right. So when we talk about PhD holders, we are talking about people who have trained to investigate complex problems, analyze, you know, evidence, test assumptions, develop solutions based on research. And our argument is not that PhD holders should replace teachers, but actually teachers remain at the heart of education. Rather, we need to create a stronger connection between research expertise that exists within our universities and the challenges that our teachers and learners experience every day. So, for example, when we are considering curriculum reform, we need to ask what actually works for Namibian learners. Why do we know? What evidence do we have? And what is the, that is where the researchers can now make an important contribution by helping us move from assumptions and good intentions toward decisions that are formed, you know, are informed by evidence which is collected by researchers. Now, can you fill us in regarding that?
Yeah, looking at the PhD, you know, PhD is a doctor of philosophy, right? So the holders who are holding that PhD, we are talking about people who have been trained to investigate complex problems. Yes, they are also able to analyze evidence-based assumptions and are able to develop solutions based on research.
Mm-hmm.
So our argument is not that PhD holders should replace teachers. Yes, of course, teachers remain at the heart of education.
Mm-hmm.
That is clear, that is a fact. Rather, we need to create stronger connections between the research expertise that exists within our universities and the challenges that could teachers and learners experience every day. So, for example, when we are considering curriculum reform, we need to ask what actually works for Namibian learners. Those are very important questions for us to ponder on. How do we know what we know? For example, whatever it is that we have discovered, what evidence do we have at hand? So that is where researchers can make a very important contribution, helping us move from assumptions and good intentions towards decisions that are informed by evidence. We can look at various practical examples from Namibian context, like, for example, we would want to understand the partnership between a university researcher and teachers in our schools. So we want them to be able to investigate, for example, maybe why learners continue to struggle with mathematics, science, or reading. These are some of the challenges that we normally understand in our settings, in our very own context. So we are saying that the researcher could help the teachers analyze assessment results, identify misconceptions, and test a locally appropriate intervention while teachers are working together now with these researchers. So they will be able to do what? To identify misconception, they need to test that local appropriate intervention and they should also be able to contribute to the knowledge of the learners, the language, environment, as well as the classroom realities. That is basically what we are talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you took time to emphasize on the distance between research and practice. Why is that important for Namibia, to close that gap?
Indeed, research only creates what we call real value when it can contribute to solving problems. So we have researchers producing valuable knowledge in our universities, and we have teachers and policymakers dealing with practical challenges every day. So the question is, how do we then connect these two worlds? So we need to move towards a system where researchers are not working in isolation and teachers are not expected to solve every educational challenge alone. So imagine having researchers working alongside teachers, helping to test new teaching approaches and also analyzing learners' outcomes and identifying what works in different Namibian contexts. Just imagine that situation. And that would also then allow research to become what we call a practical tool for improving education rather than something that remains primarily within academic publications. This is what we are advocating for.
Mm-hmm. And curriculum reform is one key area that you highlighted. How can PhD level research how can it improve Namibia's curriculum?
When you look at curriculum reform, this is a very important area because decisions about what learners study and how they are assessed have long-term consequences. So doctoral level research gives us tools to rigorously test those decisions. So for instance, instead of introducing a particular approach and simply assuming that it works, we can pilot it. Pilot, we need to monitor learner outcomes over time and then compare results before we could identify where improvements are needed. So this is particularly important because Namibia has its own educational realities. What works in another country may not necessarily work in the same way here. So our curriculum development should increasingly be informed by evidence generated from our own classroom, our own schools, our own learners, and our own communities. That is what we are telling our researchers and teachers to do collectively.
Mm-hmm. Right. Your recently published article in The Villager actually refers to under-deserving regions and investment in connectivity as well as infrastructure. So now, how can PhD holders contribute to those areas?
Wow, that is a very good question there. So this is where research becomes extremely practical. Now we are going to the practicality part of it. So Namibia is investing in school infrastructure and digital connectivity, including initiatives aimed at improving access in underserved areas. So we have seen what has been spent in our current affairs in terms of this. So, but investment alone does not automatically guarantee improved learning outcomes. Even if we equip these classrooms with digital technologies, we give them the best teachers. So we need to evaluate these interventions. How are we going to do that? Also by asking the following questions. Are learners actually benefiting? Are the teachers using technology effectively? Is connectivity improving access to learning resources? What challenges are schools experiencing? So as a researcher, I would want to come in with such questions. So researchers are trained to ask these questions systematically and to use evidence to determine what is working and what needs to change. So rather than simply asking whether we have invested in technology, we should also be asking whether that investment is producing the educational outcomes we intended. That is what we do as researchers, as PhD holders, they need to come in to do that.
Mm-hmm. So now, another key area you mentioned in your article is technical and vocational education and training. How can also doctoral research contribute to improving employability in that sector?
You see, TVET is critical to Namibia's economic development because we need a workforce with practical skills that respond to the needs of our industry. So these people are very important. These are very important programs that we can develop. So one of the questions we need to continually ask is whether the programs we offer are aligned with what employers actually need. So that is also another key aspect that we can talk about another day. So applied research can help us understand these gaps. So to bridge that gap, so researchers can work with industries and TVET institutions to examine emerging skills requirements, employment trends, and areas where graduates may be experiencing challenges transitioning into workplace. So at Velvicha University, for example, this connection between education, skills development, and the needs of the economy is particularly important to us, and our qualifications must not only produce graduates, they must equip people with knowledge and skills that can contribute meaningfully to Namibia's development.
All right. And artificial intelligence is now increasingly becoming part of the educational conversation. So now the question is, in your article, you just suggest that PhD holders have an important role to play regarding AI. So now, why is that?
You see, artificial intelligence, that is AI, presents enormous opportunities, but we also need to approach it responsibly. You see, this is where now we need to bring in the PhD holder. So we should not introduce technology simply because it is fashionable or because other countries are using it. We need research that helps us determine what works in our Namibian context. For example, will a particular AI tool actually improve learning outcomes? So the researchers will come in now with this type of questions. Does it work effectively in schools with limited connectivity? Would it intentionally increase inequality between learners who have access to technology and those who do not? These are research questions. So a researcher who is a PhD trained or holder, they can help policymakers and educators separate genuine opportunities from hype. You know, sometimes we just hype things, and also to develop approaches that are evidence-based and appropriate for our context.
Now, critics argues that academics and PhD holders are actually disconnected from the realities which is in the classroom. So now, how do you respond to that criticism?
This is an interesting one now. I think there is some truth in that criticism to some extent. When expertise remains isolated within universities, so I really understand where they are coming from, these critics now, you know. But I don't think the answer is to keep researchers away from schools. So the answer is to bring them closer. What do we mean here? We can have researchers embedded in education, like, for example, part of ministry task teams, secondant to maybe regional education offices, or working with schools and partnering directly with teachers. So the relationship should be collaborative, you know. They need to collaborate and work together. So teachers will bring practical classroom experience and an understanding of their learners. And us researchers will then bring research methods, evidence, and analytical experience. So when those two forms of knowledge come together, we have a much stronger foundation for solving educational challenges. So we really need to work together. So what we are saying is here is that teachers should also be recognized as core researchers. So I would want to see teachers from Oshakati, Luderitz, Hobabes, Rundu, you name it, that are coming together and they have developed an effective way of teaching a difficult topic with locally available material. So then a university partner can help document the practice like the researchers now, and then they are able to test it across other schools, you know, and then publish or disseminate it while ensuring that teacher receives what we call proper recognition for the knowledge contributed. And then they are also being able to emulate that a practical example in other schools. That is what we are saying here. So we don't want to work in isolation. We want to do this collectively with our teachers.
So now, if Namibia has already expertise in that area, as your article argues, what is really, one can even ask, what is really preventing us from making greater use of it?
Yeah, indeed, you know. One would really want to ask that question. I think one of the key issues is creating the structures and opportunities for collaboration. We need stronger institutional mechanisms that allow universities, researchers, schools, government, and industry to work together on clearly defined problems. So we also need to create opportunities for researchers to contribute beyond traditional academic output. So what do we mean here? We are saying that a researcher should be able to say, this is what we have discovered through our research, and this is how it can be applied in a classroom, a curriculum, or a policy. Now, that translation from knowledge into practice is extremely important. We don't necessarily need to create something completely new. We need to strengthen the connection between institutions and people who are already doing valuable work. So I want to give one practical example here. We are saying that one obstacle is that collaboration is often organized around short projects, you know, rather than a continuing national system. So universities may have expertise in education, public health, agriculture, you name it, engineering or technology, while ministries, like our line ministry now and our schools, they hold what we call valuable administrative and performance data. So however, there may be no simple mechanism for agreeing on a problem or sharing data ethically. So funding the work and implementing the findings. So we need to strike a balance there, and we need to bring this group of people together. So we just work as a collective.
All right. So now, as yourself, who is the head of Curriculum Development and Innovation Center at the Valvikia University, what role does the university see itself playing in terms of streamlining this conversation?
Okay, at Valvikia University, we believe that universities have a responsibility not only to educate students, but also to contribute solutions to the challenges facing our country. So through our center now, the Center for Curriculum Development and Innovation, our focus is on strengthening curriculum development, innovation, and approaches to learning that respond to the changing needs of society. So we want research and innovation to be connected to real-world challenges. That means looking at how we prepare our graduates, how we support educators, how we respond to emerging technologies, and how our academic expertise can contribute to Namibia's broader developmental agenda. You know, that is the Vision 2030, NDP6, you name it. So we see ourselves as part of a wider national ecosystem where universities, government, schools, industry, and communities work together. That is how we view it at Valvikia University.
Indeed. Right, and finally, what message would you like to leave with teachers, policymakers, researchers, as well as the general public who are listening to you today?
My message is that Namibia already has a great deal of knowledge and expertise within its universities and research institutions. So the experts are there. The PhD holders are out there. So the opportunity before us is to make better use of that expertise. We should not see researchers and teachers as operating in separate worlds. We need them to work together. We need evidence to inform our curricula, research to guide our innovations and collaborations to ensure that our education system responds to the realities of Namibian learners, because we need to put the learner at the center of it all. So ultimately, the question is not whether PhD holders belong in Namibia's education conversation. The question is how quickly can we translate their knowledge, research and expertise into what we call better teaching, stronger curricula, and improved learning outcomes. That is where their greatest national value can be realized.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much for for your time. And I trust that, you know, that message is carried across to the entire audience.
Thank you very much. Really, we appreciate this opportunity. And also, talk to our viewers, our followers, you know, our viewers and our followers out there. So it's very important, really, for us, last but not least, to understand the PhD is therefore not measured by only the title, you know, or the number of publications produced. It is also measured by whether advanced knowledge helps a teacher teach more effectively, enables a learner to overcome barriers, improve, you know, qualification and so forth. So that is what we are advocating for.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Until then, until next time, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.